I'm Robert Siegel in Cleveland, where it is day two of the Republican National Convention, but we start with the residue of day one, Melania Trump's speech. In the arena, it was a showstopper. She was poised, elegant, if short on revealing anecdotes about her husband. But what drew most attention later were a couple of lines about the values that she and Donald Trump share. They echoed words of Michelle Obama at the 2008 Democratic Convention. For example,
"My parents impressed on me the values that you work hard for what you want in life.
And Barack and I were raised with so many of the same values. Like, you work hard for what you want in life.
That your word is your bond, and you do what you say and keep your promise.
That your word is your bond, that you do what you say you're going to do."
In a moment, we'll hear about the reaction from beyond Cleveland to the controversy that ensued. Here, I asked some Ohio Republicans what they thought about it, and the consensus was not much. Matt Borges is the state Republican chairman.
"I thought she looked terrific and sounded great and did a great job, and I don't think she should be an issue in this campaign."
But she was working with some professional people there, presumably. I mean, when you woke up to this morning, did part of you say, who's running this show that they let that slip into the speech?
Let me just say that what I woke up to this morning was much better than what I woke up to yesterday morning. And so the days are progressively getting a little bit better.
That's because yesterday Trump's campaign chair made some very critical remarks about Ohio Governor John Kasich. The charge of plagiarism left Ohio honorary delegate Karen Kirk with this question.
Who paid the speechwriter?
I think perhaps the speechwriter was paid too much for that speech.
Yeah, I think so. Where did he get it and who paid him to get it?
And another honorary delegate, Denise Schaefer, said she didn't hear the speech, but she did bring the perspective of this city, home to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
"How many times have we seen songs that have been very similar and, you know, turns out that sometimes human beings just have collaborative thoughts?"